How many of you all know that you need rivers to flow
in God. Six times gospel.
Praise the Lord. Six
times gospel. Somebody say, let the rivers flow.
Devil tried to stop the show. He didn't win. Six times gospel. Happy Sunday, six. Sit back and enjoy. You can't be helpful.
Come on! I believe I'll take a drink from the well, won't run dry. I believe I'll take a drink from the well that giveth life. Thou only knew the gift of God and who it was that said to be. Thou would have asked of him, give me drink, and he was given to thee. I got a river flowing inside of me.
Come my belly, go to the well, bringing the spirit of worship in me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Show Network. Call the number 424-243-9617. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hope all is well. Give thanks today. Thank you, Lord, for another day. A lot didn't see another day today, but you're blessed to see another day, so thank you, Lord. A lot of people didn't get to see another day. Their today was yesterday. So I hope all is doing well on this fine afternoon. Six Eyes Radio Show. I want to say hello to the lovely Ebony Imprints from London. Listening in, appreciate you. And if you want to say hello to anybody 424-243-9617 as we embark on our tomorrow will be 2 weeks of 2013. So I hope it's going well for you all right now. It's going good for me, and it'll continue. Thank you, Lord. Six Eyes Gospel.
November 10th.
Boom! Yeah. I got your attention. Yeah. Hey. How you doing? Come on.
Gospel show.
Oh, know He watches over me. His eye is on the sand, and I know whatever I do, I'll get it right, with no regret, no guilt or shame this time, no, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't ever back, 'cause if I do, I'll get on track. Ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be? I'd be on the
Tune in to Six Eyes Radio every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific for the radio you love listening to.
7 days a week, Six Eyes Radio. Hello, Karen White. Hello.
Thank you.
Praise him, praise him. Hello to Ramona Robertson. Hello.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Six Eyes Radio remembers the great late Gerald Levert.
You listen to the Six Eyes Gospel Show on Six Eyes Radio this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Call the number 424-243-9617. If you are an independent artist or a national artist that would like to get your music played on Six Eyes Radio, please submit music to SixEyesRadio@AOL.com. for consideration. Six Eyes Radio. I want to say hello to the Black Pavarotti out there listening. Hello to Ebony Empress from London calling. She'll be on and about after she's done eating. So enjoy Six Eyes Gospel. All praise is due.
Remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus you got so much to give.
Thank you, Lord. Six Eyes Radio Show, Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Hi. Hi, Six Eyes. How are you?
All right, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's Sunday. It's about 6:15 in the evening here, so it's not afternoon like you guys are having. I think, what is it, 1 o'clock your time?
Actually, 1:13.
Yeah, so you're about 5 hours behind. So, yeah, sort of winding down and getting ready for a work day tomorrow, really. That's how my Sunday's been. Although I actually went jogging this morning quite early.
Okay.
I did about 4 miles jogging, and it was really good. Hadn't been for a week because it's been so cold here. But, absolutely loved it. Yeah, great
all
to
right.
be out. Yeah. Pounding the streets.
Okay. How's the weather down there?
It's pretty cold. We have been told there's snow coming to London. So anytime now, we should be having some snow. So I wouldn't be surprised if we wake up tomorrow morning and there is a nice layer of white snow awaiting us. It
wow.
feels cold enough for it anyway. It is cold enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say I've really enjoyed the show today. Actually, you played three of my favorite songs, His Eyes on the Sparrow and, I'm trying to remember the name of the singer. I've forgotten the second song that you had straight after that one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one too, and yeah, the last one, that's one of my favorites, with T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites. So yeah, well done.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. I do appreciate. Would you like to do a drop right now, live?
A drop? What would you like me to do?
All you have to do is say where you're calling from, and you're listening to the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Okay, I'm Ebony Empress, and I'm calling from London, and you are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Show. It's one of the best.
Thank you.
That's okay.
All right.
Is that it? Have I done my thing?
For now you have, and I'm going to gonna be on your show as well, and I'm glad you're enjoying.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'd be great to have you on. I know that I haven't sort of recognized your shows until just this past month, I think. I started noticing your shows. But I know you're on almost every day of the week. And, of course, my show goes out on a Tuesday, Ebony's Real Talk. But I think it'd be nice to have you on and for people to get to know you a bit better on my show. So, looking to do a bit of an up-close and personal conversation and get all the facts, dig out all the information from you about your life, particularly around relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. So no holds barred. We can have an open, honest conversation about what's going on in your life. Maybe you want to share that with our listeners. And maybe some of the people who are listening today will want to drop in and listen to the show. It'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, likewise.
Good. So have a great show now.
All right, you too.
All right, brilliant.
T
Tune in to Six Eyes Radio every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific for the radio you love listening to.
Yeah. God's been good. Call in 424-243-9617 and let it be known. 424-243-9617. If God's been good to you, call in and let the world know. Six Eyes Gospel.
In the morning, you'll be alright. many nights you cried, life was breaking your heart. It may seem real hard, ain't no help in sight. But don't you worry about it tonight, 'cause
we'll be alright.
We're gonna be alright, yeah.
In the morning, and the sun's gonna shine.
Yes, it will, yeah.
In the morning, and the clouds in the sky.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's dark in your life. Just wait for the daylight. You'll be alright. Yeah. In the morning, the sun's gonna shine.
Sun's gonna shine again.
In the morning,
oh,
the clouds in the sky.
You don't have to worry, no.
It's dark in your life. Just wait for the daylight. There's gonna be a day.
It's gonna get cloudy.
You can't see clearly.
You can't see clearly, no.
But don't you stop praying.
Praying
for the day when the sun will shine again.
Oh,
in the morning, you'll be alright.
It's gonna be alright, yeah.
In the morning,
the sun's gonna shine.
Tell a friend about Six Eyes Gospel. Tell a friend.
Righteousness, for his name's sake, for the shadow of death. I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever.
Tune in to Six Eyes Radio every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific for the radio you love listening to.
Oh! Respects to the man who made all that is possible for me, the Lord Jesus Christ, for without him none of this would be possible. I also would like to dedicate this song to the people who is not here with me today that were close to me. Uncle Charles, love you, man. I'm glad you got it right with God. I'm glad you're up there chilling well. To my man Tupac, thanks, Pop, for letting me express myself on the records, man. I hope you're up there chilling with God, too, man. Peace. And to my father, who's still here, I love you, man. Listen to you. But now back to giving God his. Lord, I thank you for everything. Now I'd like to give this back to you. Let everybody know that you can keep them. Something like this.
Now I'm told him that is able to keep you from falling, falling somehow.
God knows
us. He who knows God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, 12 noon, get your praise on without leaving the house. Call the number 424. line 617, the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Thank you. question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is
no.
Thank you.
Lonely teardrops seem to rest on my face. I kinda got used to it. Seem commonplace. This fortune comes to keep me crying all the time. But you have the key to heal the time. Sometimes the sun shines, sometimes there's rain. Hold on, we all experience some kind of pain.
Some kind of pain.
But
I found out it's true
that all of my strength lies in you.
Oh,
oh, oh.
If a new life can be so sweet,
but as I mentioned every
name, then it must be
your joy has taken me. Over, I'm surrounded, and my head is covered. I'm strong, I can carry on, 'cause of your joy.
You ease my load, yeah, it gets too hard. When I need a friend, that's what you are, yeah.
But
Six Eyes Gospel, Six Eyes Gospel, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Six Eyes in the Potter House gives you a good word at 2:30. Coming up, T.D. Jackson, Six Eyes Radio, the Potter House, 2:30. Don't miss it. Double play, double play. Dawkins and Dawkins.
Close. It's about the way I feel inside for the one I love the most.
Oh, the one I love the most.
Never even have to say a word. He knows what's on my mind. Got a bit of advice for you. You need to know this friend of mine. You need to know.
You need to know.
You need to know. Let me hip you to the Father. His satisfaction is guaranteed. To know him is to love him. Taste and see that the Lord is so right. Like a whole lot of heaven and a little bit of sweet potato pie.
And he sees the best in you too.
Can I tell you one more time? I said he saw the best in you. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else around
could only see the
worst.
See, he only sees me for who I am.
When the time comes for us to pray, we find other things to say instead of giving thanks for what God has already done. We're asking for more, but with a grateful heart we ought to pray, Lord, let your will be done. And if you never give me another thing, I'll just thank you for forgiving me. Lifting demand, yeah. Oh, it's coming to you more than I hear. Oh, Lord, will you give me another chance? Oh, my. Always with my hands out instead of giving of myself enough to say, Lord, I know that I'm in your first. Next will, I want to be in your will, realizing as ungrateful as I've been, forgiving you has removed our sin, and I vow right now to never be the same.
My heart, my soul, my praise, my money. It all belongs to you.
I give you my heart, my soul, my praise, my money. Oh, everything, Father.
I come to you, Lord. Hopeless and broken, alone and sad, slipping away from my fears. No sign of light in the darkest of night. Can't find my faith on my fears. But a still small voice speaks to me and calms the curtain of my raging fears. I shall live and not die. I shall live and not die. I shall live and not die. I shall live.
It got wasted. I gave 10 years into that relationship. It was wasted. I worked for that company 20 years. It was wasted. You are wrong. This message says nothing that you've been through shall be wasted. Stop mourning over where you've been and use it to get on with getting on with getting on to where you're going. Nothing that you've been through shall be wasted. You can always tell when God stirs a mess. All hell breaks. And like the little eaglet, when the nest first gets stirred, the little eaglet tries to sit where it used to sit, and it has to jump up. Tries to sit over again, and it has to jump up. And it has tries to sit again. And tries. Just because something doesn't work in your life doesn't mean you're up under satanic attack. I'm going to say that again. Just because something doesn't work in your life doesn't mean you're up under satanic attack. It could be possible that you're trying to rest in where God used to be. Seeing yourself through the lens of who you were will stop you from seeing yourself through the lens of who God called you to be. And sometimes God has to stir the nest because the purpose of that person, place, or thing in your life has been completed. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to raise up something that God is trying to kill. Nothing more frustrating than trying to be somebody that God is trying to crucify. You have to have the liquidity of thought, the liquidity of thought, and the nimbleness of mind to transition from how you once saw yourself into where God is calling you. If you saw yourself as a sedentary eaglet sitting in a nest, enjoying the comfort of your nest, it's hard to see yourself soaring. After all, soaring is more work, requires more muscles, requires more effort. You expend more energy. It's easier to lay back in your nest. Feed me. Love me. Acknowledge me. Open doors for me. Make a way for me. Me. And all of a sudden, the food stops. When the food stops, it's a sign for you to move on. Mama's not dropping it in your mouth as good as it was. I rebuke the powers of the devil. I come against it. Can't you see the little eagle's prayer? I come against Satan's power in the name of Jesus. I come against, I rebuke the powers and the principalities over this region. Mama should have been here by now. I come against the Satan. You delaying my blessing. You holding up my blessing. I rebuke the power. Where's Mama? Mama should have been here. I rebuke the power. The principalities that hold it in my prayed. What do you do when you pray and it doesn't work? When you rebuke it and it doesn't stop, you find yourself, I'm hungry. The food ain't coming. Here comes the problems. The thorns are coming up. And I don't have the nourishment to rest in the place I used to be. I don't have the grace to do it. I always knew when something was over, I just didn't have the grace to do it. The grace. Grace will cover your eyes against what you're going through and make it easier to manage because you don't feel the weight of it when you have the grace to do it. When you have the grace to work two or three jobs, when you have the grace to do it, it doesn't bother you like it would bother you because you got a grace to do it. You got a grace to put up with something that other people couldn't put up with. You got the grace to do it. But when that grace stops and all of a sudden you notice those thorns and thistles start coming up, now you got to move into another dimension. Moses' thorns and thistles was the murdering of an Egyptian man and his people knowing it and talking about it and rising up against him and not letting him forget what he did. People will attack you. They will always bring up what you did. Mm-hmm. You'll have to live with what you did all your life. That's why you ought to be careful what you do. That's good. That's a tweetable quote right there. Yeah. That right there. Somebody say that right there. They were bringing up what he did. And all of a sudden he had to get out of the nest. Leave the palace and the marble floors and the gold columns and the big fans and the grapes being fed to him, wine being served to him, somebody to bathe him, somebody to teach him, somebody to train him, somebody to take care of him. All of that shut down. And he escapes into the desert, a dry place, a barren place. And while running from his past, he runs into his purpose. While escaping how he was once defined, he now runs into a new identity that he never had before. What the correct term for it is an epiphany, whereby you begin to have an awakening to something that you didn't know. An epiphany can be a spiritual awakening whereby it changes the lens through which you see everything going forward. You don't have that every day. You don't have that every week. Just periodically in the space of your whole life, you have those spiritual awakenings that change, say, in his case, the next 40 years of his life was changed by one moment. one moment changed the next 40 years of his life. A bad moment, an ego-stirring moment, has placed him in the wilderness, and all of a sudden, he doesn't know who he is. Now, this is a big deal, because his identity has always been a problem. He was a Hebrew boy, but he didn't grow up with the Hebrews. He was a Hebrew boy raised with the Egyptians. He was already up under an identity crisis. He was too Hebrew to be Egyptian and too Egyptian to be Hebrew. I want to talk to people whose background is complicated. I want to talk to people whose resume has to be censored. Let me try them. They don't understand. I want to talk to people who only tell half your testimony. There are certain parts of your testimony that are available for human consumption. Look at somebody and say, but it's complicated. Let me just try something. Daddy was a good man, but it's complicated. Mama was a good mother, but it's complicated. I grew up a happy child, but it's complicated. Whenever you hear people throw that but in there, there are some extenuating circumstances. Means I can tell you about this part. And all in all, it was good, but there was some other stuff that I don't want to bring up. But that other stuff helps to shape who I am just as much as the good stuff helps. Oh, God, help me. And Moses was his own man. He was strong and mighty. He'd been raised. He was strong. He was powerful. He was educated. He was intellectual. He was respected in Egypt. But he wasn't really truly an Egyptian. And though he was raised with them, he really wasn't one of them. And he was a Hebrew to a degree. And yes, he was a Hebrew, but it wasn't like he could go hang out with the Hebrews, because Hebrews didn't like him, because he had the smell of the Egyptians on him. He had got the nerve to have an Egyptian accent. Ooh, you don't talk like one of us. You talk like you're an Egyptian. You know how people will hear your speech and say you talk like the other people. I love to hear married couples talk about how long they've been married. We've been married for 50 years, and people always clap. You know, they always clap, you know. They clap, you know, and they say they've been happily married for 50 years. They lie. Yes, I said it. I'm in it, and I'm here to represent it. You ain't been happily nothing for 50 years. Not for 50 years. No, not every day and every week and every minute and every moment. For 50 years, you're telling us about the good part. You're not telling us about the tough part. You're not telling us about when she spent the money that she was saving up for something else. She went out and said, you're not telling us about the extra pocketbooks up under the bed and the shoes and y'all fussing about that. You're not talking about that new secretary he got and why she's standing up looking you in the face like she's looking at you. You're not talking about he always spent all the money and he don't take care of business. And you ain't talking about that you married a mama's boy and you're sick of him over your mama's house all the time, but y'all stuck it out and you made it over and you saw. Oh, I know you married people can't say nothing because you can't blow your cover, but there's some divorced people in here that have got my back. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. It bothers me because if you buy that baloney that people serve out, you'll expect to see that in your life. And if it doesn't work like that for you, you'll give up on it because you're expecting it to be like what you saw on TV. But in real life, you got to go through some ups and downs and some crooks and some crannies. And sometimes you stay together, but it's complicated. And you own the house, but it's complicated. Oh. They come in my house all the time. They say, oh, look at your house. You own this? I say, yeah, this small. I own it this month. Thank you. I own it this month. So far, I own it right now. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. I own it, but it's complicated. I own it, but they got to know. And now, as messed up and complicated as his life is, now that's been messed up. Bad has gotten worse. That's why you got to watch out about complaining about bad. Because it was kind of complicated in the palace. It might have been bad because on the inside he had some deficiencies and insecurities and areas where he didn't really feel like he totally belonged. But he was eating good, and he was sleeping good, and they were cleaning out the room and washing his clothes and pressing his little undies and stuff. It was real good. It was good considering, you know, what all he'd been through. He had a little bad stuff to kind of fight, but he was doing pretty good, and then bad got worse. And now the eagle has stirred the nest, and he has to climb out of the nest and start running through the wilderness, running through a wilderness he had never been in before.
My Lord.
He didn't know nothing about survival techniques for the wilderness. He was raised in the palace. And there he is out there in the wilderness trying to figure out, now, which plant can you eat? How do you get water in the desert? He didn't know which cactus you could suck the water out of. And he had to figure it all out because he was in a new place. Has life ever put you in a new place and you don't know how to function in this new environment, and what was complicated has become a crisis. Now he's free from Pharaoh. Pharaoh is behind him. No problems there. Got that straightened out. They're trying to kill him. He escaped all that. Got the victory. Got the victory. Victory. What a Moe. Have you ever had the victory in one place and all hell breaking loose in the other place? And you could shout about this part over here. You sure did beat that old Pharaoh out.
Things, I don't know what in the world I'm going to do here. Look at the little situation coming up on the 5th. And he was in the desert. And God left him in the desert for 40 years. He wandered around out there and ran into some Midianites and Jethro, and Jethro kind of took him up under the wing and said, don't eat that, that'll kill you. Eat that right there. Is that right there? When you get hungry out there in the woods, eat that. You dig that up and suck the roots and get some moisture out of it, you'll be able to survive in that environment. He said, I didn't learn that in all my schooling. They didn't teach me anything about what root to suck water out of. How to guard myself against the heat of the sun, how to survive in a dry place. I didn't know nothing about that. And he got her hanging around Jethro. Jethro said, I got some work for you to do. Work? What is work? Do you not know I've been raised in Pharaoh's house? We had people working for us. And all of a sudden, he's introduced to work.
And of all things to be introduced to do, I mean, he had robes he couldn't wear, jewelry he didn't need, training in science that is totally unusable in this environment because all information is not transferable from one world into the next. You understand what I'm saying? This is not that. So you cannot come over into this and act like that and stay. If you're going to survive in this, you have to give up that and become a student again. You can't be important out of your element and walk around with your chest stuck out just because you were successful over there playing football. Go make you a star over here having church. Just because you're successful in church doesn't make you successful in NASA. Anytime you step into a new arena, you got to humble yourself. And become a student again. So he's over there walking around like the Prince of Egypt, all important. And Jethro asked him to go out there and shovel that sheep dung. And this is a test of pride. The test of pride. Can you do what you got to do where the Lord has placed you to learn what you got to learn so you can move from one level to the next level to the next level? If you don't pass the test, you'll never complete the class. So you have to keep taking it over and over and over again because you didn't learn what you should have learned the first time. Who am I preaching to? I'm talking to somebody right now. And Jethro told Moses to lead the sheep. Old smelly, dirty, stinky sheep look good on them pictures and stuff. But I was out in Jerusalem and I actually got to go out there where the sheep were. See, when you see them in the picture, you can't smell the picture and stuff. But when you actually go out there where the sheep are, yes, it'll make you carry some Glade and some Lysol and some Pine Sol. And you know how white they are in the pictures and stuff? In real life, they're, no. That's photo enhancement. It's not odor, it's odor. This is a French term. Yes, indeed, they should bottle this for insecticide or something. I know they don't have to worry about mosquitoes. None would want to bite, none would smell like that. And he's in this environment. And I know the enemy must have been saying, where is your God now? You out here, I thought you had a mighty destiny. Your mama called you Moses for being drawn out. I thought there was a king and a mighty man and a general in you, and all you going through is survival techniques for a desert you didn't even come up in. Look at you running around here. You the king of the sheep. Every so often you'll go through a period in your life that seems like all of your real skills are being wasted. It will feel like you're not being used to your highest potential. It will feel like you're living beneath your privilege. And if you're not careful, you will secretly see yourself as a failure because you don't see yourself operating in the way that you dreamed that you would. And it's just running around there saying, at least it didn't kill me. And at least I escaped Egypt, and I'm making the best of a bad situation. And all of a sudden, he has an epiphany. just walks up on it. Wasn't fasting for it, wasn't praying for it, wasn't talking in tongues, just walked up on it, didn't even expect it, just blew his mind. You know, God is the master of suddenly. I'm going to say that again. See, if you understand that God is the master of suddenly, that means sometimes your life will take a turn you never even saw coming. It won't be no gradual progress, no evolution that leads to a revolution. It'll be suddenly, straightway, immediately, out of nowhere, one phone call, one meeting, one person, one time, one job, and your whole life, everything about the next 40 years is about to change. I don't know who I'm talking to, but get ready, 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 get ready. And God, he's walking through the woods and walking through the desert that he has now gotten used to. He's been there 40 years. He's 80 years old. He's 80 years old before he got it straight. It took him 80 years before he really figured out who he was. I know, ain't it discouraging? He looked at me like I might as well just slit my wrist and die. Yeah, 80 years he had an epiphany. 80 years of not being sure and not being secure, and 80 years of not having a definite, and 80 years of not having an absolute, and 80 years of an identity crisis, and 80 years as an uncertainty, and 80 years of not quite fitting in with anybody. He couldn't quite bond with the Egyptians. He couldn't quite bond with the Midianites. He couldn't quite bond with the Hebrews. He was acquainted with all, but connected to none. I want to talk to misfit people. Yeah, misfit people. They come in all colors and both genders. Some are Democrats, some are Republicans, some are brunettes, some are redheads, some of them got afros, some of them wear balls, some of them wear fades. Misfit people. Some of them are educated, some of them are not educated, some of them are beautiful, some of them not so beautiful, but they're misfit people. You know this from the inside of you, that no matter what you tried to do to rest in and fit in with people, something always happens that makes you jump up and get out of the nest because you never quite fit with anybody. I don't know, it may only be 10 of you in here, but there's a few misfit people who understand what I'm talking about. And see, you don't understand that the misfit is part of the methodology of God. He never intended for you to fit. If you would have fit in with the Hebrews, you can't leave what you fit in with. If you would have fit in with the Egyptians, you can't rebuke a devil you've been sleeping with. If you would have fit in with the Midianites, you would have missed your destiny and built a house in a desert that God never intended for you to stay in. And so that feeling of never fitting in is not that you are lost. It's that God is leading you from faith to faith and from glory to glory, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delighteth in his way. Nudge your neighbor and say, take another step. You're right on the edge. You're right on the verge. God has you set up. The reason you're in this service this morning is that God's about to give you an epiphany, a burning bush. It's time to take another step into your purpose and into your destiny. If you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, give your God some praise.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you.
Look at your neighbor and say, I dare you. I dare take another step. You're right on the verge of stepping into your purpose, into your destiny. If you don't give up, if you don't baby yourself, if you go ahead and push yourself and get on up out of this mess, I dare you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nudge your neighbor, say, it's not over. God is not finished with you. God is about to do something amazing in your life. Take another step. 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 When he took that next step, he ran into this epiphany. This, oh my God. This burning bush. Wow. Isn't that something? And he kept on going. But he turned aside to see. If I expose you to something and you can keep walking, it's not for you. I was teaching a leadership class. I was mentoring a young pastor. I was teaching a leadership class, and while I was teaching, I could tell that he wasn't connected at all, and I immediately decided not to invest any more energy, because if I expose you to something and it don't draw you, it's not for you. See, if it was for you, even if you try to walk away, something will make you turn aside to see. Now, listen at the text, because this is where, my God, this is where it gets good. See, God didn't speak to him when he saw the bush. He didn't speak to him when he was exposed to the bush. But the Bible said that when the Lord saw that Moses turned back around, when he saw that Moses was attracted to what he had been exposed to, God said, now I can talk to you on another level. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Ask your neighbor, say, how bad do you want it? Yeah. Do you want it bad enough to keep turning back to look at it again? And I don't know what it means, but it's drawing me. And I don't understand it, but it's pulling at me. And I don't know what's going to come out of it, but some kind of way, my destiny is tied to that bush. And I can't walk away from a bush that holds the secret. Oh, my. Oh, I better not do that this morning. I feel like preaching now. Tell your neighbor, your destiny is in the fire. Your destiny is in the fire. If you run from the fire, you will run from your destiny. Your destiny is in the problem. Your destiny is in the storm. Your destiny is in the fight. And when the Lord saw that what Moses had been exposed to kept drawing him back, then God called unto him. God didn't call unto him until he turned aside. When he turned aside, God said, Moses, have you got something calling you don't understand, pulling at you that you can't put your finger on, challenging you, take off your shoes. For the ground you stand on. What do you mean the ground? This is ground I stand on every day. I've been standing on this ground for 40 years. Well, how is this holy ground? It wasn't holy last week. It wasn't holy. I'm standing on sheep dung. What's holy about this ground? It's holy because I'm there. Every place, every stage of your life is holy because God is here. So why are you worshiping the last stage? Why aren't you discovering God in the stage of life you're in, rather than wishing for the stage you were in or waiting on the stage you're going to? Why don't you have the bush where you are? Things that make you say, ah. And all of a sudden God says to him, this is holy ground. It's like, this stinking ground ain't no holy ground. Sheep dung all over the floor. How is this holy ground? This ain't no holy ground. Got me out here sweating and working. This ain't no holy ground out here. Up here sucking water out of roots and cactuses and stuff like that. And then killing snakes and all of that kind of stuff. Dealing with serpents and all that kind of stuff. How is this holy ground? Got to watch what water you drink. Some of it's bitter and some of it's not bitter. How is this holy ground? This don't make no sense. Take off your shoes! The ground you stand on is holy ground. If you curse the way God led you, you will not reach the place he's taking you to. So here he is. And God says to him, now I'm going to show you why I took you this way. You were trying to lead the children of Israel someplace you had never been yourself. And if I would have let you leave 40 years ago, you would have led them into a wilderness that neither one of you had ever seen before. But I let you go through the wilderness first. So that now when you get ready to lead somebody, you will have some credibility through the things you have suffered. Am I preaching to somebody in here? I let you suffer. I let you cry. I let you learn how to scrape and scrimp and save and do without and make it without this and make it without that and make it without the other. It never meant that I wasn't going to bless you. It just meant that I wanted you to be able to help somebody else who would go through a situation, and you could tell them, this is how you make it in this environment, because I've been there myself. And the same God that brought me out of my situation will bring you out. Oh, I feel something in here. Shake your neighbor and say, it's not wasted. It's not wasted. What you went through, how you suffered, how you cried, how you had to scrape, how you had to raise them kids by yourself, how you had to work two jobs, how you had to scratch your way up, it is not wasted. I was almost grown before I realized that when we were little, we were poor. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I do remember not knowing what spaghetti sauce was. Because you remember how Mama used to cook noodles and pour ketchup on it? What is a meatball? I didn't know that. How could you be somebody who takes your kids to ballets and plays and symphonies and then go home and feed them spaghetti and ketchup? From spaghetti and ketchup on one side to ballets and symphonies on the other. The spaghetti and ketchup is saying one thing, and the ballet and symphony is saying another. My father was a janitor with a mop and a bucket. and turned it into a business. And I used to hear him talk about taxes and corporate taxes and what had to be paid and quarterly taxes. The quarterly taxes, if you don't pay the quarterly taxes, you're going to be penalized. I wasn't paying no attention. I was playing in the back and tired as hot, sitting in the car at Miss Rutherford's house. At Miss Rutherford's house for hours in the car. They'd have put our parents in jail now for leaving us in the car. But when you poor, you can't die because it's hot. That's some rich people do. Poor people fan hard. Oh, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. When you ain't got no money, you just learn how to fan, baby. God has a way of taking all these disconnected little pieces of your life that make no sense. How you suffered, who didn't raise you, who didn't love you, who wasn't there for you, things you learned how to do that seemed like made no sense, and they look like delays. They look like delays. But God sent me here to tell you that nothing that you've been through will be wasted. I don't know what that means to you, and I don't know what you and him been talking about. All I know is that he spoke to me and told me to preach this morning that nothing you've been through, not one tear that you shed, nothing that you learned, nobody who left you, nobody who walked out on you, nothing you had to endure was wasted. God's going to use everything you've been through to get you ready for what he's about to do in your life. If that word means something to you, give God some praise.
Only on the Six Times
Radio
Network.
Pharaoh called out his magicians, and his magicians threw down the rod, and it turned into a serpent. Had Moses not gone through the wilderness, he wouldn't have been prepared to handle this situation. But because he had been in this situation before, Moses said, "That ain't nothing. Check this out." He threw down his rod, turned into a serpent, ran their little serpents off, picked it back up again.
Only on the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
He stuck his hand in his bosom. It came out leprous. He stuck it back in. It came out healed. He poured out water. It turned to blood. Pharaoh said, "We didn't teach you that at the school." He said, "No. I learned that in the desert. I learned that in the storm. I learned that in the fire. I learned that Mando Chaco. He Lapo. Somebody help me praise him. Somebody help me praise him."
God bless us. Thanks for tuning in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I do appreciate everyone that listened. Facebook, Twitter fans, the world, I do this for you every Sunday, 12 noon. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, Six Eyes Gospel Show. And Six Eyes Radio is on Wednesday through Sunday. Regular times Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, Six Eyes Gospel Show. God bless. Take care. Six Eyes Gospel Show. Tell a friend about Six Eyes Gospel. Tell a friend about Six Eyes Gospel. Follow Six Eyes Radio Show, blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. That's blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes. Tell a friend about Six Eyes Radio, Six Eyes Gospel. Get your praise on without leaving the house. God bless. See you next Sunday. Thank you, Lord.
You're listening to The Sound.
If you're an independent artist, gospel that is, and you want to get your music played on Six Eyes Radio, Six Eyes Gospel Show, please send proper music to SixEyesRadio@AOL.com. Send music to SixEyesRadio@AOL.com. Make sure it's MP3 format and of good quality. Independent gospel artists, get your music played on Six Eyes Gospel Show. Send me to the SixEyesRadio@AOL.com. And all Six Eyes Gospel shows are available for download. If you missed the word, download it. Great music of the word on Six Eyes Gospel Radio Show.
Are you ready? Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Here we go.
When I think of the
I'm
You're listening to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Only on the Six Eyes Radio Network every Sunday, get your prayers on about leaving the house, Six Eyes Gospel. 424-243-617-12 noon. Get your praise on with Six Eyes Radio. And while you're at it, follow Six Eyes Radio. Great programming 7 days a week. Join the Six Eyes family. Love to have you. God bless.